It's Wednesday, May 6th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. President Donald Trump's campaign is changing its message to refocus voters' attention on what it predicts will be a rosy post-coronavirus world, reports MSN.com. The Trump campaign is re-upping the winning slogan of 2016, Make America Great Again. The new campaign message is that he can rebuild the economy better than presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden, who the Trump camp argues co-piloted a sluggish rebound from the 2008 financial crisis. Listen to President Trump's key line in the ad.
We built the greatest economy the world has ever seen, and we're going to do it again.
Yesterday, Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was treated for a benign gallbladder condition at Johns Hopkins Hospital, reports CBS News. Ginsburg plans to participate in oral arguments today. While Samaritan's Purse has treated 315 COVID-19 patients at its field hospital in Central Park for free since April 1st, New York City Council Speaker Cory Johnson demanded that the Christian charity leave the city over its biblical views on homosexuality. On Saturday, Johnson tweeted, quote, "It is time for Samaritan's Purse to leave New York City." This group, led by the notoriously bigoted, hate-spewing Franklin Graham, came at a time when our city could not in good conscience turn away any offer of help. That time has passed. Their continued presence here is an affront to our values of inclusion and is painful for all New Yorkers who care deeply about the LGBTQ community. End quote. As Samaritan's Purse faced criticism from the start over its views on marriage, Franklin Graham, who heads the organization, has made it clear that they treat all patients and do not discriminate. While staff are required to subscribe to a Christian statement of faith, Graham stressed that, quote, "We have never asked any of the millions of people we have served to subscribe to anything," end quote. Genesis 2, verse 24, underscores that marriage was created for husband and wife. A man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife, and they become one flesh. On Monday's Worldview newscast, we featured a Hawaiian protester named Jack DeFeo, who claimed that more people had died of the flu compared to COVID-19. The World Health Organization compared COVID-19 deaths to influenza deaths and found that the death rate for those with COVID-19 is 3%, compared to the death rate for those with seasonal influenza at 0.1%. However, Dr. Jay Bhattacharya, a Stanford University professor of medicine, took issue with the World Health Organization numbers on Tucker Carlson Live on the Fox News channel. According to the Washington Post, in the past 7 flu seasons going back to 2013, the number of deaths fluctuated between 3,448 and 15,620 deaths per year. So far, 71,022 Americans have reportedly died of COVID-19 since January 2020. But the tricky part of the equation is that some deaths are being classified as COVID-19 deaths, even when COVID-19 is not the underlying cause, reports the Daily Signal. Needless to say, looking at the numbers is easier said than done. And finally, on March 16, 2020, when Pastor Leonard Himes rushed his 63-year-old wife, Claudette, to the Decatur, Georgia hospital, she was feverish, confused, and she thought she had the flu, reports the Christian Post. He told Fox 5 that things unraveled quickly.
I thought I just had the flu.
She remembers almost nothing about the next 3 weeks, not being hospitalized in Emory St. Joseph's intensive care unit, not testing positive for COVID-19, not the hurried goodbye to Leonard before she was sedated and placed on a machine to breathe for her.
I prayed with her and said, "I love you, and we're going to trust our Lord and Savior through this to heal you."
Claudette Himes would spend the next 12 and a half days on a ventilator.
He tells me the stories about how bad it was, what all they did, and it was mind-blowing.
Leonard Himes would not see his wife in person again for 18 days. After 11 days in the ICU, with no sign of improvement, Leonard, an associate pastor at Beulah Missionary Baptist Church in Decatur, asked a hospital chaplain to set up a baby monitor in his wife's ICU room so he could speak to her. Things looked grim. She was not conscious, but he sensed she could hear his voice. He knew this might be the last time he would get to talk to her.
And then I was able to read to her again and just pray for her and let her know that it's going to be okay.
Leonard Himes said, quote, "The nurse and the chaplain who were in the room attending to her turned the camera back at them, and they were just sobbing with tears running down their faces," end quote. The next morning, while Himes was on the phone with Claudette's medical team, his other phone rang, so his sister-in-law answered it.
And she came running in there saying that Claudette is sitting up in bed, extubated, and breathing on her own.
A few days later, Claudette celebrated her 63rd birthday surrounded by nurses.
Can you imagine having a birthday and somebody telling you you may not have made it? Ah, and to breathe, God's there.
The Himes couple, who have been married for just 8 years, say they cannot medically explain why Claudette is still here.
But what I do know is God is real, and he answers prayer, and he answered this one.
1 Peter 3, verse 12 says, "For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayer." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, May 6th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.